The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Doomsday Blue live in the Malmö Arena. So Ireland made history last night with the first non-binary act to perform in the Eurovision Song Contest. The half-Swedish, half-Irish Bambi Thug from Macroom in County Cork impressed the voters at home and all over Europe. Henry McKean was there and captured the moment in Malmö. Henry.
Good morning. And this is Malmö calling, and you're right. I mean, last night was electric. I know a lot of the listeners stayed up late and watched it on the TV, but inside the arena, there was an electricity. It really just went up a notch. It really did. And I think when you played a little bit of it there, when you see it, it was just, there was so much colour. There was big fire explosions. There was candles. And then there was the strip reveal showing a non-binary flag. So then there was a midnight press conference, because the Eurovision love to keep journalists on their toes by having midnight press conferences. The Journal got a question, and a Swedish newspaper asked a kind of a sort of Israel question. We'll start with the Journal.
Hello, Bambi. Congratulations. Dara Brophy from the Journal.ie in Ireland. Two very quick questions, if that's okay. First of all, how are you feeling after all your hard work into that performance and everything that had to be ironed out in the last couple of days? And also, after the build-up to the competition, people will be keen to know at home whether you definitely plan to perform on Saturday.
I am completely dissociated right now. I'm having an out-of-body experience. Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm super proud. You know, our team is very small, and I'm an independent artist, and it's incredible that we've reached here. You know, our country hasn't been here since 2018, and I'm the first non-binary artist to qualify. So that is incredible. And yeah, see you Saturday.
We have international media at your right. At your right there with...
Hi, Bambi. Torbjörn Ek, Swedish newspaper Aftonbladet. You've chosen Ogham writing in your face and on your leg as a part of your stage costume. And the words are ceasefire and freedom for Palestine. Why was it important for you to include those hidden messages in your stage costume?
It was very important for me because I am pro-justice and pro-peace. Unfortunately, I had to change those messages today to Crown the Witch only, in order from the EBU.
Thank you. See if here we have for you, Bambi, Raoul from Euro Alpha. Question for Ireland: how do you feel qualifying Ireland after 6 years of non-qualifications? What makes you special, and what's your favorite part of your performance?
What makes me special? Come on! Come on! Do you know what makes me special? I'm a queer. Woo! And I'm a witch! And I'm, you know, I love art. I love drama. I love theater. I'm going to give you a show. I forgot the rest of your question because I'm dissociated.
Thank you very much, Ireland.
Bambi Thug there. Henry, how happy are all the super fans about Ireland and actually getting through?
Yeah, they are absolutely thrilled. They're so excited and they're relieved. A huge relief, you could say, across the Eurovision family, the Irish Eurovision family. And you could hear Bambi Thug there. So much excitement, energy, strong political questions and answers, and not holding back. Don't hold back, as we used to say in News Talk. 15 countries there was there last night. There was the ones that got through out of the 10. The 10 that got through was Serbia, Portugal, Slovenia, Ukraine, Lithuania, Finland, Cyprus, Luxembourg, and my favorite, Croatia. They all qualified. And here is the Finland press. There were so many Finnish press there, Pat. There must have been about 60 of them. And I kind of broke in and started speaking English. No rules. Remember, they had the cod piece, the denim egg. And no rules were great.
Artisteja toi kuuntelee, niin ei ne on niinku vedonlyönti.
Can I ask a question in English?
Yes.
Henry McKean from Irish Radio News Talk.
Nice.
What does this mean for Windows 95? What does it mean for your country? How does it feel to make it to the final?
It's fantastic for me because we had this UMK competition with Finland, and I went all the another one artist was like pop stars, and I'm a fine artist, so it was so beautiful that I can go with my art this far, and it's just like I don't have any words, like that I'm being since child like loving perform for people already, like home parties to put some funny outfit and do some show to my relatives and make people happy.
Yeah, it was pure comedy watching that. I mean, the whole conceit of the act was, do you remember those two lads who used to do the shows on television in Britain? It was kind of a mock Slapstick. Egyptian dance, and they had towels which they used to cover their bottoms and their genitals, and it was kind of teasing the audience, and you never saw anything, but it was so slick. And that's what they were trying to do. They even had a cameraman in shadow obscuring his genitals at one point, and then other bits and pieces of the set using to obscure what we were to imagine were his genitals, although you could see in the distance that he actually was covered. He wasn't revealing everything. But it was fun.
Well, exactly. It was innuendo. And then there's a lot of innuendo when it comes to Eurovision. Exactly. It's entertainment. And, you know, this is it. And superfans were delighted. How was Windows 95 for you? How was it for Finland?
It was perfect. They didn't follow any rule and they slayed.
And you're wearing a Windows 95 t-shirt, jumping out of a denim egg, fireworks. You loved it.
Oh my gosh, loved it? That's an understatement. I lived for it.
And there were no rules?
There were no rules whatsoever.
My name is Russell. I absolutely was blown away. That was probably the best Irish performance I have seen in years. The audience reaction out of this world. Never seen anything like it. I really have such great hopes for Bambi.
And the Irish, I presume, celebrated last night?
Oh yeah, they did. And remember, this is the first time we've qualified since Rhino Shosny and the song Together in 2018. For me, it has to be Croatia, Rim Tim Taggy Dim. They qualified last night. A song about hardship, economic hardship and young people. And you're right, politics is never far away from Eurovision. It's going to be there. And we also saw Ollie Alexander. The UK act was brilliant with Dizzy, brilliant staging. There was a boxers in a shower together, getting steamy and gyrating. Remember, it's entertainment. And many went on to Euro clubs and partied hard into the morning. Here is a very happy gentleman.
So my name's Chris. I'm originally from Ireland, from the border area. And I live in Belgium now. But tonight it was all about Ireland. And I was just here waiting for everyone outside to see the performance of Bambi, because I've been so excited since January.
So you are hugely excited. You've got an Irish flag, you've got a rainbow flag, you are thrilled. What does this mean for Europe, for the LGBTQ music world?
I mean, I don't think it's even only about that. It goes so much wider. It's about
the witches as well.
The witches, of course, the witches. Crying the witch. No, but it goes so much wider. It's about Ireland qualifying again after 6 years and almost 10 years of only one qualification. It's about trans, non-binary visibility. It's about so many things that are going to be able to be portrayed to 180 million people on Saturday night. I am so proud. I couldn't be prouder to be Irish tonight. It is incredible.
Henry, the light show. The light design was absolutely incredible. The set design, the production by the Swedish was absolutely fantastic.
It was excellent. And I understand the ABBA Avatar people were involved and were hearing that perhaps ABBA might show up and also the Avatars might show up on Saturday. The Swedes did it in a very relaxed way. It was chilled out. Security everywhere, Pat. There were snipers on the roof. We felt incredibly safe because security is an issue here. And it was, as you said, fantastic. And to be there, getting a last-minute ticket and finding myself actually in the arena was really something truly special. And history was made last night with the first non-binary to get into the final. And we have another non-binary on Thursday. We've got Nemo, the code from Switzerland, a very charismatic, brilliant performance. But Ireland is the first non-binary. So history was made last night in Sweden. Right.
And we have to compliment Johnny Logan on his performance. He was described by the presenters as king of Eurovision, having won it twice as a singer and a third time as a writer. And then he actually did not perform his own song, but he performed a song by the Swedish artist Lorena. So and that was terrific.
Amazing.
Really good with an orchestra on stage. It was just, again, a brilliant conceit by the Swedish organisers. Anyway, Henry, I hope you'll get a few hours rest now before you go back into the fray.
Oh, thank you, Pat. Thanks so much.
All right, Henry McKean in Malmö.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.